But first, the COVID-19 update.
Public Health has today recommended to Cabinet that zones 1, 2, and 3 move to the red alert level.
That's Chief Medical Officer of Health Jennifer Russell yesterday announcing a move to red phase restrictions for 3 more health zones in New Brunswick. Coming up shortly, we'll have some details on what the red phase means for you.
With the changes announced today, more than half of our province, from Clara to Aulac, will be under red alert level restrictions. These zones include our 3 largest cities and many of our largest employers. These zones are where the majority of New Brunswickers live and work. This recommendation is not made lightly. I know there will be consequences, both intended and unintended. These restrictions will undoubtedly cause concern and hardship for many New Brunswickers. But these actions are absolutely necessary if we are to avoid the avalanche of cases being experienced just beyond our borders.
Russell announced 31 new cases of COVID-19 in the province yesterday, with 4 of those in Zone 1, the southeast region. The Edmundston region had a large spike in new cases, with 21 announced yesterday. Russell also announced another death of a patient with COVID-19. A resident of Parkland St. John died with the disease, bringing the total deaths in the province to 13. The total active cases in New Brunswick is now 316, with 1 person in hospital. There are 73 active cases of COVID-19 in Zone 1, the southeast region. Russell said that the number of cases in Zones 1, 2, and 3 has been growing at an alarming rate, doubling twice in the past 2 weeks.
The number of cases has doubled in these zones and then doubled again over the past 2 weeks. In each of these zones, we have seen at least 3 distinct chains of infection that have spread beyond their original source. And only one of the clusters now being investigated can definitely be linked to an infection that occurred outside of New Brunswick. So we call those unlinked chains of transmission. So we're getting close to calling it community transmission at this point.
Russell said spread happened during gatherings over the holidays, but has continued since then in workplace settings and schools where people were not wearing masks.
Many of these cases were spread through large social gatherings, including card party celebrations and holiday gatherings around Christmas and New Year's. But subsequent to the orange phase alert levels, we have still continued to see transmission in workplace settings, in schools, where people have not been wearing masks or where they have gone to places with symptoms and have not been tested. So I do urge you, even if you have mild symptoms, to please get tested.
Russell said they have also seen cases in people returning from out-of-province travel who failed to self-isolate properly. Part of Russell's remarks were geared towards inevitable criticisms that the red phase might not be necessary in New Brunswick.
But despite all the evidence that decisive action is needed, there will be doubters and skeptics. There will be those who will compare our case numbers with those seen in Ontario, Quebec, Maine, and Alberta, and say we are not as badly off as they are. And to them I say yes, and we don't want to be. There are those who will note that we have only a handful of cases in hospital and declare that our healthcare system is not overwhelmed. And to them I say, not yet. There are those who will point out that we have only seen a dozen deaths from COVID-19 in 10 months. And to them I say, thankfully, yes. How many more would you like to see?
Premier Blaine Higgs also spoke on Tuesday, asking New Brunswickers to buckle down to help stem the growth of cases.
We have never been in a situation like this since the pandemic began. We've never had so many cases. We haven't never been surrounded by such record high numbers of cases to the north and to the west. We do not yet know if new strains of COVID-19 are present in New Brunswick, but they pose an additional real threat. And that's something we must also take into account with the actions that we're taking today.
CHMA asked if and when smaller communities could expect better access to testing. Without providing specifics, Russell said that new testing sites are imminent for 2 rural communities and planned for 2 more.
We do hear from the public that it is problematic in terms of driving to certain locations depending on the distance. So there are 2 communities that we're going to add right now, and we're looking at 2 other communities to help boost people's desire and ease for testing in the coming days.